Missouri lawmakers returned from their spring break to deliver the governor another slap over his traveling. With little opposition, House Republicans and Democrats approved a budget that would block Jay Nixon from using funds from other agencies to finance his travel, as he's been doing the past 2 years. The House actually went a bit further than legislative leaders had proposed. The House cut some $500,000 proposed for his travel budget. Instead, they voted to use that money to finance a school dropout prevention program in St. Louis. Nixon was traveling on the day of the House vote and was not available for immediate comment. Filibuster gridlock dominated the Senate this past week after they had returned from spring break. A group of four fiscal conservative senators continued to block a vote on a House-passed measure to let Missouri spend federal funds to extend unemployment benefits for the long-term unemployed. The result, some 10,000 Missourians who have been getting unemployment benefits for the last 79 weeks will lose their coverage. Senate opponents argued the federal government's broke and states need to refuse to spend federal borrowed money. Critics charge their action hurts those who cannot find jobs. Senate filibusters also blocked a couple of measures to prohibit all union contracts that force workers for a company to join unions or pay union service fees. The week ended with congressional redistricting on the unveiling of a House Republican plan that would eliminate the district of St. Louis Democrat Russ Carnahan. That would leave the city with just one district. It's not a huge surprise, since the 2010 census requires Missouri to eliminate a district, and St. Louis was the state's biggest population loser. From the state capitol, I'm Phil Brooks for MPA News.